behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in Tampa Bay locker room, and I got the man in Chandler. How we doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Introduce yourself to my audience.
Chandler Simpson, alpha of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Where are you from?
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
Georgia boy wound up in Florida.
Went to Georgia Tech, or I went to UAB out of high school, transferred to Georgia Tech, and I got drafted to Tampa Bay. So.
Georgia Tech?
Yes, sir.
So a little bit of high power baseball.
A little bit.
So was you the man or what?
At Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, I contributed, so.
You gonna be modest how you contribute. So what was college baseball like?
It was good. Had COVID during my freshman year, so.
Oh, wait a minute. You ain't got it no more.
Nah, I ain't got no one, but, yeah, so that was, yeah, but it was something to deal with, but it was a transition from high school and then just building myself up to be ready for pro ball.
So, I mean, what did you do to get yourself drafted? How did you put yourself on the radar with the scouts?
I say the main thing that did it was going to summer ball, went to the Northwest League, played there, played pretty good there, hopped in the portal where you can go D1 to D1 and not have to sit out a year. So I did that, and I was getting a little traction in Northwoods, putting up numbers, and that's when scouts was looking at me, ended up going to Tech, and then evidently got drafted after that.
So you went out there showing off the numbers, why?
A little bit.
What was your 60 time?
Six times like round 6'2", 6'3".
Come on now, that's brother speed now. That's real brother speed today.
Hey.
Now wait a minute. I used to scout for 5 major league teams. Mm-hmm. Now you know 6'9" doing what you did, our caps was considered average speed. Mm-hmm. Case you get somebody run 6'6". Now I heard of 6'2", but I ain't never seen anybody run them 6'2".
Yeah. I mean,
so you was lightning out there.
A little bit.
You had a little stick out there to go with your bat.
Yeah, I mean, definitely had to have that to get on base to use the speed, so, yeah.
So you was lying. Can I tell everybody know you? Can I tell people?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm telling about the Chandler boys.
Cool.
So, I mean, who are some of the guys that you idolized coming up along the way?
D. Gordon, Billy Hamilton, definitely some guys that I look up to. I was an infielder all my life till I got drafted, so being an outfielder now, them being stealing bags and getting on base and causing havoc, those are definitely two guys that I looked up to.
So what was this journey? What is the roller coaster ride like from Major League ball play?
It's just an everyday grind. It's a mental warfare every day, trying to stay positive, stay in the fight. You're facing the best pitchers in the world. They're trying to get you out to provide, and you're trying to get on base and do the same thing to help your team win. So it's an everyday mental grind, physical grind, and you just got to stay in the fight every day.
And, you know, we're watching on TV, this looks so easy to hit Major League pitching. That's a different ball game.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's why you have scouting reports and things like that, and you have to train a certain way according to what your plan is when you get up to the plate, and that's why you have to be locked in every pitch. So.
Now, when you're up there playing and you're not seeing the ball, you're struggling at the plate, that ball looked like a little grape coming up to you. But when you're hitting, you just got that hitting eye going, you're seeing that ball, it's like a beach ball. No matter where you throw it, you hit it hard somewhere.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's going to be ups and downs where sometimes you're not feeling yourself, but just knowing and keeping those downs as minimal as possible and just knowing what you need to do to get back on track.
Let's take our fans through this journey. You get that call, you come into the big leagues. Get to the ballpark. Obviously, you got to find your way to the ballpark. What's that like for a rookie?
It's good. I mean, it's definitely a new world that you go into, but it's something you dream about. I feel like the biggest thing is just carry yourself as what you want to become. So, I mean, even though you're a rookie, you're a big leaguer at the end of the day. Carry yourself as such, and everybody will view you as such. So, I mean, just walk around, head up, chest out, and just act like you belong.
Yeah, but I mean, most people don't even know that. You know, the fans don't get to know that there's a tunnel leading to the locker room. Mm-hmm. You gotta get past security.
Yeah.
All that stuff new to you guys when you get here.
Yeah, it's a little bit, but I mean, they got times and schedules for us, and they got guiders for us, so it really ain't no thing.
So when you walk in here and saw your uniform, did your eyes just light up?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it was a dream come true. So I definitely marinated that, but then the second is just like, you got a job to do, you're here for a reason, so you got to get to it.
Marinated, you use big words on me.
I mean, I went to Georgia. I went to Georgia Tech. I went to Georgia Tech. You know what I mean? So, yes, I'm saying. Yeah, I went to Georgia Tech. So,
yeah. Coach had to go pull out his dictionary.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Education.
All right. Last two questions. Get to the big leagues and get your first major league hit. Who is that first major league hit against?
Devin Williams. Devin Williams, a New York Yankee. So.
You didn't forget that, did you?
Never. I will never forget it.
You got that ball?
I got the ball. I got everything. I got it on video. I got a ton of videos of it. So I'll never forget that.
Still waiting on that
Still waiting on the home run.
All right, never mind. Let me get you one of those. First major league stolen base.
First stolen base was, I don't know who the pitcher was, but it came on Sunday. It came the next day after I got my first hit, so, yeah.
You didn't get the base?
Nah, definitely.
You didn't get the base?
I don't think I got a base, nah.
You must not have been at home. See, at home, they're going to give you the base.
I was at home, but...
I
gotta get some more bags.
I still get your props.
Yeah,
huh? Coach on the road, take behind the scenes with the man.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.